Welcome to the Unleash Your Inner Radiance podcast with your host, Lisa Dorn.
Hey, Radiant Souls. Welcome back to another episode of Unleash Your Inner Radiance. It's Lisa, your guide on this journey of self-discovery and transformation. Today's episode is a special one. It's just you and me embracing vulnerability as we explore the theme of becoming our true selves. First off, I want to share this affirmation with you, and this is a good one to put into your arsenal. Here goes. I am on a journey of unbecoming, embracing the messy and uncomfortable path of shedding layers that no longer serve me. In the face of fear and judgment, I courageously step into the unknown, reclaiming my authenticity. I release the weight of societal expectations, acknowledge that my true self is worthy of love and acceptance. Through vulnerability, I uncover the beauty within, embracing imperfections and celebrating my own unique radiance. Today, I affirm that unbecoming is a sacred process, and as I peel away the layers, I unveil a truer version of myself, one that is resilient, authentic, and boundlessly radiant. You know, there is an incredible journey in becoming who we truly are meant to be, shedding the layers that no longer serve us. It's like peeling back the layers of an onion, revealing our authentic selves beneath it all. But here's a twist. Becoming who we are is often a process of unbecoming who we are not. I want to share a personal story with you today, my journey of unbecoming that led to the discovery of my true self. There was a time when I found myself trapped in the expectations of others, living a life that truly wasn't mine. It just wasn't me. It was the pressure to conform, to fit into society's mold, and it was really suffocating. In the depths of my personal unbecoming journey, I found myself concealing behind a carefully crafted facade in my marriage. I painted a picture of happiness and contentment, all for the sake of shielding my daughters from the truth. The weight of pretending everything was fine became unbearable, yet I convinced myself it was a sacrifice worth making for the illusion of a perfect family. Little did I realize that by conforming to this idealized version, I was losing touch with myself. I was losing who I was. I was losing my authentic self, drowning in the expectations of others. Beyond the walls of my home, I also contorted myself to fit into a societal mold, seeking validation from a circle of friends that I thought understood me. In doing so, I unwittingly invited toxic people into my life. There was one friend in particular who took advantage of my kindness, mistreated me, and eventually betrayed my trust. The actual pain of that deception was hard, and it echoed through a lot of unraveling of friendships, as the lies circulated within our social circle. faced with the choice to conform to their damaging dynamics or to honor my true self, I chose the latter. It was a really difficult decision. And for a period, I wore a mask to maintain the illusion of harmony. But deep down, I knew that true liberation could not come from shedding the layers of falsehood and embracing the vulnerability of authenticity. That is the only way true liberation would have came. And so I stepped into that and decided that true liberation was what was best for me. It definitely took moments of reflection. It took a forgiveness journey and some deep soul searching to realize that I was actually carrying the weight of expectations that weren't my own. It was definitely time for a radical shift, a conscious decision to unbecome the version of myself that society had shaped. Unbecoming isn't always easy. It's messy, uncomfortable, and downright scary. It's about questioning the beliefs that have been ingrained in us, letting go of societal norms that hinder our growth. It's courageous, and it's a courageous act of stripping away the layers that dim our inner radiance. Unbecoming is a profound and transformative process that defies simplicity. It's a journey marked by messiness, discomfort, and the unsettling feeling of stepping into the unknown. This courageous act is not for everybody, and it's not for the faint of heart at all, as it involves questioning deeply ingrained beliefs and challenging societal norms that may have once provided a false sense of security. It's akin to peeling the layers of a cocoon, revealing the vulnerability of one's true self. You know, the discomfort arises from dismantling the carefully constructed facades, facing the shadows, and embracing the raw authenticity that lies beneath. Unbecoming is an act of reclaiming autonomy, shedding the layers that once protected us, once protected me. But they dim our inner radiance. And that is the essence of who we truly are. It dims your energy. It's an acknowledgement that growth often requires courage and confidence to discard the familiar, even when it feels safer, in order to uncover the boundless possibilities of a more authentic existence. I want to acknowledge that unbecoming is a journey riddled with many challenges. I went through a forgiveness journey along with this. The fear of the judgment, the discomfort of stepping into the unknown is all part of the process. But there's a beautiful part. As we shed these layers, we uncover a truer, more authentic version of ourselves. Embarking on the journey of unbecoming is a path laden with formidable challenges, a train marked by daunting fear of judgment and the palpable discomfort of stepping into the unknown. The fear of judgment can be paralyzing. Trust me. It casts a shadow over our decisions and actions. But if you continue to grapple with the perceived expectations of others, where are you going to be? Where are you going to be if you don't find your true, authentic self? The discomfort of stepping into the unknown is like navigating uncharted waters, which is unsettling, disorienting, and yet essential for your growth, for my growth. It involves leaving behind the familiar, the comfort zones where we meticulously crafted, and embracing the uncertainty that comes with revealing who we truly are. Yet, amidst this seemingly turbulent journey, there lies a profound beauty, a profound energy, as we bravely shed these layers of conformity and societal expectations. We uncover a truer, more authentic version of ourselves. It's a revelation that goes beyond external validation. A discovery of the core essence that makes us unique, because each of us is unique. And the beauty that lies in embracing imperfections, acknowledging vulnerabilities, and recognizing that authenticity is the cornerstone for genuine connection. In uncovering our authentic selves, we not only free ourselves from the shackles of judgment, but also invite the liberation that comes with living a life aligned with our true values and purpose. The moment we fully embrace who we are, unapologetically and authentically, is the moment our inner radiance shines. It truly shines. It's a celebration of our uniqueness, a reclaiming of our power, and a step towards living a life aligned with your deepest values. As we come to an end of this episode, I invite you to take a moment for introspection on your personal journey of becoming. Consider the layers waiting to be shed and the aspects of yourself longing to be unbecome. Remember, this process is a continuous evolution, and every step forward is a triumph. If you found this episode resonates or is valuable, your support means the absolute world to me. Please take a moment to express your thoughts, like, share, and leave a review. Your support fuels the radiant community we're building together, and I am truly grateful for each and every one of you on this transformative journey. Thank you for joining me on this raw, authentic episode of Unleash Your Inner Radiance. Until next time, keep shining your light, and remember, your true self is worth becoming.
It's time.